Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
I forgot the beat.
Hold on, take it back. We gotta get it right. No. I fucked up. I've been gone for a while.
So you fucked up. Here we go. You ready? Going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's Trap House for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Trap House for life. Half man, half thug, that's the club. Bad boy, that's what's up. After buzz, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but the big things.
What?
Check the hit list. Yo, I'm gonna get this. But change but the name. Hey. Still here, you're rocking with the best. No matter if I write rhymes, I write checks.
That's his hardest bar right there. No matter that's if I write rhymes, I write checks.
And then he ain't even write that bar.
Right.
He
ain't even write it.
Don't worry.
It doesn't make it even harder.
Yeah. Who wrote that bar?
He couldn't write it if he said that line.
That would have been... That is just so ironic.
Here's the thing. Were people worried if he was writing rhymes?
Yeah, because you know, in hip hop, it's a big thing if you don't write your rhymes. But he didn't ever claim to be.
That's true.
I'm a producer. I set this up.
He might have claimed to be until people started saying, "If you get your rhyme written," and he was like, "Nigga, don't worry about that."
No one took him serious as a rapper.
He probably said that to somebody and said, "Oh, I got to put that in the song."
Here's the bad thing: anyone who says that, he still got one of the best hip hop albums of all time, and No Way Out. That's
a good album. That's a solid album.
Better album than most of the niggas who write all their raps.
Damn.
That album probably has the most features of all time. You need to fill in that space where he ain't rapping.
Yeah, call everybody.
They said, all right, I got 30 minutes of just talking on the album. I need somebody to come hop on these.
Get everybody to Daddy's House is what he called his studio. What he really called his studio. Daddy's house.
Daddy's house.
Yeah.
Was it in his house?
Nah. I'm not going if it's in his house. I'm not going to Daddy's house inside of Daddy's house.
Like, especially if it sounds like he's speaking in the third person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, Diddy, I'm really excited to work with you and hop on this album. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. What studio are we working on? Just come over to Daddy's house.
Nah, I'm not coming over there.
You talking about yourself in the third person?
At least say Diddy's house.
Yeah, come
house.
To Diddy's house.
Don't say Daddy.
Come to Daddy's house.
But he was Puff Daddy then.
He was.
It makes sense.
Come to Daddy's house? Nah.
Yeah, what about
Puffy's house?
That's probably
house.
Really come why to, he changed his name.
Come to Puffy house.
He changed from Daddy to Diddy. Because probably too many executives were like, you know, I'm not calling.
Is that
his first name or last name?
Hey, Mr. Daddy, can you come here?
My favorite person is 50 Cent when he said, y'all drinking that puffy juice.
Dog.
That nigga 50 is the ultimate bully.
It's hilarious.
But the greatest diss he's ever said, favorite, is what he said to Jim Jones. They arguing on IG back and forth. He said,
phenomenal.
Well, I'm going to go now because I got to catch a flight to the UFC fight. And I know you're not going to be there because it's expensive.
Because it's expensive.
One of the funniest things.
That
is one of the funniest.
It's expensive.
Because as Jim Jones, I know he went immediately, see how much it costs for the tickets, how much the flight costs, and like,
absolutely.
I can afford that. I know he did it.
Like
that one pierced me, so I know it pierced him.
Because that's you playing with a man's ego. You playing with his finances. Like he said, I know you not going to be there because it's expensive.
He called you broke what I was saying. Hey, he didn't say you, because he could have ended, I know you ain't going to be there because you broke.
Yeah,
I would have never remembered it.
Uh-uh.
He said, I know you're not going to be there because it's expensive. That's demoralizing.
That's hurtful.
Like, I know Jim Jones. Yeah. Nigga, I can afford that.
It's like you're not even, as Jim Jones, you're not even mad. You more so like, damn, my nigga, like, come on. Yeah, I can be there. Why you saying like that?
They call me broke. Don't say I can't be there because it's expensive.
Like, yeah, no. Not because it's expensive. Oh, that don't work like goodness. That.
Anything with finance. Because when a nigga said, I think we know somebody that said to another person, Oh, don't forget who put you on your first flight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking. Yeah. To say that to another man.
It's disrespectful.
Don't forget who put you on your first flight.
It's quite disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
Do you have a Bluetooth in your ear?
So I got this story to tell. Hold on. What? So I got a story to tell.
Okay. Well, okay. If it's a story.
Okay.
I was wondering why you looked. I was wondering why you looked 48. I was trying to figure out something looked different. But before you get to that,
I got a story to tell.
Before besides just the way he looks.
Hey man, it's been a hard couple years.
Listen, I got a new package that your package is going to be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? Your balls will thank you.
Take the little thing off.
Oh, you know, hold on. Here we go. I just want to show this part first.
Nice.
Your balls will thank you because you know it's the monthly Manscaped meeting. And guys, listen, now you have the performance package, all right? All right, it comes with everything. First off, you get draws. And we all know.
We all need draws.
We all know we need draws. Like I said, I've had draws so holy before I put them on, I could see the floor. It was bad. it was bad. And of course, come on, man. Y'all
already come ready. Come on.
Come
ready
on.
Is that's the 3.0?
That's the 3.0. Come on. The 3.0 with the no nick technology.
And a little light on it.
With a little light on it. So if you need to shave in the dark, get them pubes down.
No nick technology.
I haven't shaved in the dark yet, and I think I'm gonna try it. That's gonna be my next business adventures.
Then your next story gonna be like, "Well, I don't shave in the dark anymore
because I hurt myself." And of course, you got your ball toner. Oh, so yeah. This for after your boner. It's your ball to your boner. As soon as you get done shaving, you want to go ahead and spray it on there.
That's the reviver. That's the spray.
I mean, it's a toner. It's a ball toner.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's for make sure you keep your with active pH control, because you don't want your shit smelling all wild after you get done shaving. You want to keep the bumps from like popping up, the aftershave bumps. And most importantly in here, come on man, you got your crop preserver, your ball deodorant.
Yeah,
because you got
it. It gives you a nice little cool feel.
Yeah. Like put this on and then have your girl blow on your ball and just watch the cooling sensation that goes on. It's actually quite an experience. It's made without sulfates, parabens, or dyes, and it's gentle on the skin.
Rub that on, and then put on some headphones with some beach sounds, and then put a fan up.
Okay.
Or if you don't have a girlfriend, put a fan up.
Yeah.
Put your legs up in the air, like while you're sitting back.
Close your eyes,
and pretend you're at the beach with no drawers.
So new,
I can
new
contest
to
that statement because that time I went to Malibu, I just had Manscaped, and my leg was up, the window was down, I just had it, you know, up, and that breeze, I said, whoa!
Ooh, creeping
all right,
up.
Come on now.
Hold on now.
It's something about when a breeze hit a testy, it's different.
It was cool. Yeah. It was consistent.
Oh, man.
I opened my legs a little more.
Come on, man.
I
checked
the weather just to see when I'm going to get a windy blowjob.
A wojo. You look online, you say it's windy today? Oh, yeah. I'm going outside today. I'm definitely going to be outside today.
That
so guys,
look like he's coming walking down the street.
Make sure you guys go on to manscaped.com. Use promo code DT. It's the whole performance package. You can get 20% off for this whole package. So it comes with everything.
Nice.
Your drawers, your underwear.
That's you got one stop shop.
You got your extra shears. You got your lawnmower 3.0. You got your
razor in there.
You got your reviver. You got your razor in here. You got your ball deodorant. What else you need, fellas? Like, go ahead and get this. Use promo code DT. Shout out to Manscaped. Thank you guys for keeping us always fresh, keeping the balls nice, tight, and lovely.
While we here, I just want to say something quick, right quick.
Yes.
So you know how some people are, you know, like to have sex in the morning. Some people like to have sex at night.
Yep.
I be ready in the mornings.
Yeah.
That's my favorite time.
But here's the thing what I really want to talk about. I also be ready to shit.
Yep.
It's not a good combination.
It's not. Right.
Being horny and you shitty.
Mm-hmm. But I think
if you decide to go with it without shitting, you're gonna be clenching up sometimes.
Yeah, and a little bubble might pop out while you're trying to stroke. But here's the thing, though. I think that because you get up around 4:45 sometime, I think your shit can come out a little earlier before you go to penetrate, depending on the day. Because I'm an early shitter. If I'm up, I'm probably gonna go ahead and shit.
Now I gotta jump in the shower because you know. No matter how much you wipe, you still feel a little.
You feel a little dirty. You feel a little dirty.
You've never had sex after you took a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that ain't with someone for the first time. That's with somebody that's been consistent
for the first time. Yeah.
You ain't never did that with someone for the first time. You know you haven't. Because you don't want to be that dude. You don't want to be that nigga. I know he haven't. I know he haven't.
I really had to think about it for a second.
I know you haven't. Not the first time.
I can't confirm or deny. I don't know.
It could have been the second time, but it wasn't the first.
I'm a morning, like a lot of people. I'm finding a lot of people don't like morning sex. I enjoy morning sex. I feel like you roll
morning
over.
Sex is the best time.
Spit on y'all that thing, up, keep it moving.
You both relaxed as hell. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of lazy sex too, because y'all are either already over, like, is she on her side already?
Right.
You know, you can just go over there.
Right. Like, yeah, like, you just got really, you got that gas. Sometimes the shit be ready.
Yeah, some, yeah,
soon
sometimes
as you wake up.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I feel you on that. But that's why you got to stop eating after 8.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I don't.
You don't eat after 8?
No, because I go to bed early. Early, so I my dinner's earlier.
And yeah. So when you wake up, what time you wake up?
4:45.
4:45. So I think once you shit, man, just get some wet wipes and wipe that asshole and get back in that pussy.
I mean, listen, dude, you gotta wipe that asshole. I'm also a midday.
Do you take a shower at night though? Like, does it depend?
I'm more of a morning shower.
Morning shower. Yeah. See, okay. I have to have showered at some point though before I dip right in. Like, if I showered last night, I feel more comfortable getting up in there in the morning.
Okay, so if you didn't shower last night, you afraid to jump in the butt?
It's been 24 hours since I took a shower. Like, I feel a little...
Okay, little, I can see that.
Then you go shit.
Yeah, well, then I just shit it.
Yeah, if you just shit it and you
in
ain't showered, that's a fucking fly contraption.
If I shit in the bed, you still think I can get some head?
Shit in the bed?
Wait, if you shit in the bed?
I hope not, nigga.
No, she said
you hit it right there. You hit it right there.
Plastic sheets down.
You hit it right there.
That is disgusting.
Go to the cups.
So, yo, I want to.
Oh, this is fucking fantastic.
Shout out to Chalet. Chalet. Hey, y'all.
That does not sound like a hard name to say.
No, well, it's because she had the French accent on there.
Oh, she got the little
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she made these beautiful
cups.
You're
from Germany. You close enough.
You close. Go tell a German he French. She said, hey, y'all. I pray all is well. My name is Chalet. The name Cam always laughs at during CTH questions. I create custom vinyl glasses by hand, and my business is called Lele Leads with love. I believe everything I do, I want to be an extension of God's love through me. I hope you enjoy. So listen, y'all.
She made a
Boss Talk cup. She made a Comedy Trap House cup. And she also made a Shady Side Up cup. But that cup, it hit the shady side. And I guess when they delivered the package,
it didn't come up.
When they delivered the package, it broke. So if you want to send us another, or we'll pay for another, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, we want to get more of these. I love these cups. These are dope.
If y'all want to check some custom glasses, make sure y'all follow her at L-E-L-E Leads with Love. That's Lele Leads with Love. And you can shop with leleleadswithlove.myshopify.com. Check her out. Yeah, man, go get you a cup, guys. And
get you some glasses.
Shout out to you. Thank you.
Nice quality glasses.
Yeah,
too. Nice
good glasses. And all right, back to this old ass Bluetooth in your ear. All right.
Listen, I am the one who put out the statement that having a Bluetooth in your ear is old as fuck.
Yeah.
I've said it.
Yeah.
But I am a man that is open to change and to listen to what God is trying to tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So I'm riding my bike.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
You look like a parking organizer at a church.
Come on, man. Right this way, man. So I'm riding my bike.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaving from here. This is like 2 weeks ago now. As I'm riding, I feel... Like I had both my earbuds in. Mm-hmm. I have these Bluetooth earbuds, right? And one of them falls out.
Okay.
While I'm riding, and you know I'm going. I'm getting
cruising.
So no, I'm not cruising. I'm getting.
Oh, you getting? I'm okay, getting. Okay.
Right, my robe. It's cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you gonna miss the story?
I can hear you.
Man, this sucker ass nigga. So I'm riding on my bike. Bluetooth falls out. My Bluetooth headphone.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you had the double. You had double ear.
I had two, you know, the Bluetooth headphones.
Yep.
One of them falls out my ear. I try to go back and look for it.
Yep.
All right. I can't find it. I'm looking all through the grass. I was riding on the sidewalk. So I'm around the grass. I'm looking in people's yards and just like, you know, fly off the handle or whatever. And I can't find it.
Yep.
So now I'm just like, man, fuck it. I ain't going to keep looking for this thing. So I'm left with this one Bluetooth. So now I'm feeling, I'm like, yo, this dad ass shit I got on now. How did I was forced into this shit?
Okay.
To have one. So I'm riding my bike. I'm listening to one thing. Somebody calls me. I hit the thing. I'm picking up. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Next thing you know, I'm talking. I put my bike to the side on the phone. Got my hand on my hip.
Yeah.
And I'm talking. And then I stop it. Go back to some music I'm listening to. And you know, I get to the crib. And then somebody shouted me out like on the street, saying what's up or something. And I heard him. I said, yo, what's up? And I'm like, oh, you know, I can actually hear better with one ear out the other. So I'm like, you know, so I keep riding. And so as I get to the crib, I start thinking, I'm like, this Bluetooth light. You know what I'm saying? Like, one ear out where I can hear. You know what I'm saying? Am I too loud on the mic?
No.
I got one ear out where I can hear.
Yeah.
And one ear, it's just so more efficient to have one bud. I can just pop in real quick. I don't have to worry about connecting both of them or anything like that. It's convenient. I can't lie.
And
I
think
my tone has changed. Either that or I've crossed the threshold. I'm just old.
I feel like you still were insecure about it because you got one that looked like headphones instead of the traditional big bar.
But that's what I'm saying. This was a headphone.
Yeah, that's what I had. Two of them. Yeah, yeah.
Those ain't a Bluetooth.
Yeah, this is a headphone. Yeah, like, it works perfectly as like a Bluetooth. So I'm I see what these old ass niggas talking about.
Yeah, nah, and here's the thing.
I'm
like,
about to go get me a college
listening
shirt.
To music, ain't it trash?
Huh?
Ain't it trash listening to music, though?
But it's not bad, because when you on a bike or when you on
you know, you need to hear still.
You know, I still need to hear.
No,
it's not like
for
just being in the car. Now, in the car, it's just good for a quick phone. Bop, hit the, yo, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
I can talk in the car, no problem. Don't got to worry about cops, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's illegal to
drive on a phone.
You get a ticket.
You know, it's just convenient. So yeah. I understand. Listen to your elders, man. Sometimes they be right. Sometimes they be
this
old.
This nigga is 60, dog.
I'm going to bring it back, D. No, I'm telling you. I'm bringing it back.
My dad would be so happy right now. Let me see if he pick up. Hold on. If my dad pick
up. Hey, shout out for these hats, too.
If my dad pick up. This is going to be funny. Mm-hmm. Let me see if he pick up. Please pick up. I'm calling.
You gonna call your dad?
I'm calling Slice right now. See if he pick up.
Blue going off back there. That mean Mike in the back.
Yeah, he don't fuck. Blue, we got a dog next door. Yeah, he don't fuck with Mike.
I thought he ain't fuck with anybody in the back.
No, it's not too bad.
When I'm out there by myself, he'll come. Whoop. He'll see me, and then he'll run off. But when I'm out there with somebody, then he'll bark. When I'm alone, he don't bark.
Maybe the.
But he still don't bark as bad as when Mike out there.
Yeah, Mike, he don't
like R&B singers.
I don't know. He don't like niggas that do plants and stuff.
Niggas is planting.
Oh, Slice.
Hi, this is Stevie.
No.
Sorry, missed your call. Please leave a message, y'all, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Bye bye.
No, I'm about to leave this man. Hey, man, change that voicemail. Like, that ain't. Why you on here trying to sound like a jazz singer? You on the podcast right now.
Sound like you work with Tom Joyner.
Yeah, it sounds like you work with Tom Joyner Morning Show. Hey, but I love you. Call me back. I want to talk about your Bluetooth antics.
If my son left me that message, I'm hey, fuck you.
hold on, Rom. Do you have a voicemail?
Nah.
Okay, I don't have a voicemail.
Yeah, I think that's remember.
If I don't answer. That's
your
the
dad
sign.
Sounded damn near sexual.
He said, "Hey, it's Stevie Green. Why are you talking so slow?"
That's a voicemail for the panties.
Oh yeah.
You know what? You know the reason why I don't have voicemail though? Yeah. For the bill collectors.
That's true.
That's what stopped me doing. Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey, they be calling. They always
I think
know. But
they calling us because they know.
First thing they ask you is this Cameron Miller. I want them to know that they got the right number.
If they leave you, a voicemail. They really been trying to get with you. Hey, nigga. Hey.
They do leave voicemail.
No, I'm saying, but if they left one like personal, hey Cam, for real, dog. pay this bill.
Hey man, we know it's you. Just answer.
Just answer, dog. Stop playing.
Catch me if you can.
Hey, get out of here.
We just need to start lying to them.
What you mean?
Is this Emmanuel? I'll be like, is this Emmanuel? Do you know when I can reach? I think he did.
I remember one time I told this lady. I remember when I first got out of college. They asked you stupid shit. Like, I remember when I first got out of college. She was like, would you be able to afford an $800 a month payment? No, I'm not. She was like, well, when do you think you'll be able to? I said, I'll tell you what.
When you help me get a job?
I said, I'll tell you what. I'll call you back when Dormtainment makes it. She said, who? I hung up.
Oh my god.
Call you back with door up table, man. Get out of here.
She's still waiting for that
call. Oh yeah, she's still waiting for that call. She said, these niggas ain't never made that. Shit. What's going on?
Now she looking online. She like, I see that goddamn Manscaped ass.
You got enough money now. Oh, all right, y'all. But let's get into the wild shit that happened this weekend.
It was a bad day in sports for me. My Heat lost in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my starting quarterback.
So you want to start with football?
We can start wherever. It's both of us. Right,
we start with football. So, you know, me and Cam are sitting here watching the game, and he's stressed out as usual. But stressed out. He said before the game he don't know which way it's going to go between them two.
I knew what it was going to do. It's going to be Giants. It's going to be self-inflicted wounds, turnovers, fumbles.
Yeah.
All that happened.
And then Dak went down on the play, and initially I seen him grabbing his calf, so I didn't look down. And then I looked down and I seen that ankle rolled over. I said, "Oh, yeah, he not getting up. That's pretty much he gonna be carted on off the field."
Once that thing went.
Yeah, me and Cam, when they showed the replay, we said, "Oh."
It reminded me when RG3, he got hurt 1 year in Baltimore, and they hit his ankle, and that ankle just.
Yep. It immediately make you think, you know what, comedy's good. I'm glad we do it.
Comedy ain't bad. Less risky getting hit with a helmet.
Yeah.
Now you just don't know where the season's going to go without your starting quarterback.
But you guys have a really good.
You have a decent backup for the first time ever.
Andy Dalton?
Yeah. I mean, he's a decent
backup. Yeah, he is pretty decent.
That's a good backup.
Yeah, so I have a slimmer of hope we can still be competitive.
Yeah.
With Andy Dalton.
So the NFL,
I gotta see more.
But I mean, isn't Dak Prescott pretty screwed? He didn't get paid. He ain't get his big check.
A lot of people talking about that. They was like, he should have been paid. This is the whole reason why he should, and all this stuff. And now, yeah, I mean,
man, it's all hypocritical. The same people that saying this is why he should have got paid, the same people that saying they shouldn't pay him or they shouldn't pay him this much.
It's all about if you're for the team or not. If you're for your team, if you're for the Dallas Cowboys, you might be like, thank God we ain't paying him. To be honest, you're probably worried about his health and you want to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still like, kind of like, thank God we didn't pay him. But if you're for Dak Prescott by himself, you're kind of like.
But if you paid him, is the cap was gonna be messed up?
Not necessarily, because I don't think this is career ending. At least thus far, from what I'm hearing,
I think it's dislocated.
It was a fracture dislocation. Yeah. I think maybe some ligament damage, but they had the surgery and it'd successful. Right. So I feel like he's gonna come back, and if anyone I'll bet on coming back being motivated, it'll be him. Yeah. So he's gonna come back. So
let me tell you, if Alex Smith could come back for that shark attack.
For that damn
shit. That goddamn happened to him.
That shit.
And that's why they went into surgery, because, you know, the bone came out of the skin.
The bone that came out of the skin.
Bone came out of skin, so prevent an infection to happen. They wanted to get in there, clean up the wound, and just have the surgery. It won't be an Alex Smith situation.
Yeah, because Alex Smith, when his bone popped out, you know what happens, what causes an infection is like little particles of grass and dirt when they go to in the surgery.
And you don't want corona to get in there.
A little bit of grass can cause your whole leg to go black.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So they got to make sure when you out there.
It just made me think about.
He was wearing like a long sleeve. I felt like he was
right. It just made me think about, like, you know, them fucking ancient Greeks and Roman, how they used to be doing all types of athletic stuff. They break something. I mean, that's it.
They had no health.
Back in them days, especially like them Western, they'd bite a bullet, drink whiskey and bite a bullet during surgery.
Oh! Drink whiskey and bite a bullet.
Why bite a bullet?
I guess you have something that. Teeth? Well, you don't give a fuck about your teeth when everything else is fucking.
Give me a towel or something to
you
bite
in on. You in surgery.
They're going to give you that bullet. You're going to be all right.
I'm going to break my teeth with that goddamn bullet. Give me a towel or something.
That shit's rough. But so the NFC East is pretty much poop.
Well, we're leading it right now, but it's the worst division in football.
They're the leaders of the poop.
Gotcha.
This is just a poop.
But now that Dak hurt, probably Philly may win it if they turn it around.
It's still all poop.
It's still all poop.
It's all poop.
Giants haven't won a game. How many of y'all won?
One.
One. They got two, and then Philly got a tie and a win or two wins.
Or a tie. And did they win yesterday?
No, they lost. Oh, yeah.
So I think they won.
Well, all right. How's your fantasy doing on the other hand?
Trash.
Okay. Yeah. As well.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to pay attention to that shit.
Well, that's also hurt me too, because Dak was my starting quarterback on there too. So once he went down, I like, I possibly may lose this week now.
You know, it's something in the fantasy atmosphere that when you bench somebody after they haven't done good, I feel like they feel it. And when they I think they get offended.
When what happens?
When you, like, let's say you bench fucking Gronkowski.
Right.
It just
like me.
That's
one of my types.
In the atmosphere, I feel like they feel it in their heart and they say, "All right, today I'm gonna go off.
I'm gonna go off."
It happens. It just always happens, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I can't every find time. A quarterback, and every time I try to bring in a new quarterback, like that I saw the week before had 20 points. The next week, 9 points. I did that 3 times.
It just did.
And every time I get them, they do bad. I get rid of them, they do good. This is the first week my quarterback's done good. I took Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep.
He got me 20 points. I think I'm still going to lose.
You know,
well, every week for me, Dak was giving me 30-something. But now I got to get Breeze. I got to go get another quarterback now.
What's funny is... Oh, my bad. I needed an extra wide receiver because Brown was questionable. So I had dropped Brown because for 2 weeks he didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. So I picked up Sammy Watkins because I was playing Harold, who had Mahomes. So I was like, all right, I got to combat this somehow. So I play Sammy Watkins. He gets a touchdown. Woo! As soon as I come back from commercial break, he will not be returning.
Damn.
Because of a hip or something.
That makes me mad worse than benching you. Then you go off is when you're playing someone, they get hurt mid-game.
At least he got a touchdown.
He did get a touchdown.
At least. I've seen ones where I got 2 points. Oh, he's hurt.
Mine is worse. The San Fran starting running back.
Mostert.
This nigga on the first series ran like 60 yards, 70 yards for a touchdown. First series. I said, he's going to have 40 points today.
Right.
Got hurt. I said, I can't win. This nigga was going to go off of me and got hurt.
That's that bullshit.
Kind of trash, man.
But,
you beat me in one game where I'm like, everybody that beats me puts up the most points that week.
Oh, I had 145 points
this
that week.
This man had close to 150 points. And I had like 100 and like something points. And I would have beat almost everybody else that week.
But these niggas go off.
Off 150 points.
I don't know.
I beat you too when we play.
You put up the most points that week. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't. And then you put up next month, I think you lost or something.
No, I'm still undefeated.
They undefeated right now.
Are you undefeated?
Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to end now.
So, why? The Monday night?
Because Dak got hurt.
Oh.
It's hard.
Dak was carrying it the most?
Well, not necessarily that, but you know when your quarterback only give you that, like at the point, he didn't have a bunch of points. So.
Damn. Who's your backup?
Breeze.
And now I think for the first time we got a Tuesday night football. Because a game's got moved because of the corona.
And that fucked me up too because, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, got to move shit around.
And I have Derrick Henry.
Mm.
And that,
well, they still going to count.
It's yeah, going
to count. But I'm just saying, the week that I was planning to play them, they canceled
the corona.
This weekend.
Broncos game got pushed back in a whole other week.
It's part of the game.
But speaking of games, the boys did it.
Yeah, my Heat lost. You know, it was a good fight. I'm proud of them. You know, hopefully we can bounce back, get a superstar in there to help out.
I think they'll be all right.
In return.
The Heat?
Yeah. I think they'll be all right.
I like this. I don't know. Is Jimmy Butler returning?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But so I think they'll be all right. But yeah, man, they got their ass whooped last night. The Lakers was ready to go ahead and put that.
The fact they won two games.
Oh yeah, that's games, yeah.
The fact they won two games is a miracle and amazing.
But like, I think Jimmy was just gassed. I think he gave it all.
He did that. I mean, he showed how great he can be.
Though. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how sad is it that I saw this morning? I woke up, saw the headline that. Lakers fan screaming outside, cheering on, calling out Kobe's name after the game. And I said in my head, LeBron can't win.
Yeah,
he came all the way to L.A.
I mean,
even they still check. And of course, Kobe's dead. I get it. They sub, but it's just funny that now it's supposed to be LeBron is the king of L.A. And people still like, man,
but that was their whole mission, though. That's their whole mission. They brought that up. They said we doing it for Kobe, so he even said it. So.
I just know LeBron, man. He wanted to get that love.
He did say my damn respect.
He said just seems like. You know, every time he does, he always has that proving himself thing going on in his head because every time he does something, he feels like, you know, some type of history is brought up and he has to prove himself again. But he said he likes that because he, you know, it drives him.
Some people don't get the full love and appreciation until they retire or gone from the game. Yeah. Like when he leaves, it'll be a little void. You're going to be like, all right, yeah, this is different.
It's going to be different.
Like that first season, well, you're like, this is different.
Right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It was definitely going to be different, but shout out to them. You know, he got the, so the Lakers have 17 rings now.
That is ridiculous.
That's wild. That's actually wild.
Is that the
wild.
Most rings in like sports?
I don't know in all of sports, yeah, but at least.
I think in basketball, NBA. Yeah. I think they had just. They beat the Celtics now. Did the Celtics have it? Or
it was, I know it's them and the Celtics.
Yeah. And then, so yeah. And then he's, and then Shannon said, which I agree with him. Shannon was like, it's going to be another one. So get ready, Skip. Because he said, we're going to go ahead and add a couple more pieces and it's going to be right back, which they could. They definitely, if everybody stayed healthy.
They did it without, what's his name, Avery Bradley, and he was balling.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't play this whole bubble.
Yeah, they did it. They did it well, Kuzma and Green, too.
Oh yeah, let me. I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, Danny Green, big cheeks, yeah. Trash. Damn. He butt out there.
Ain't butt out there.
But I love it when y'all tweet me every time he missed a shot.
He could have had it. He could have got it all back. He could have shut Cam up if he would have just made the shot. Cam would have probably left him alone.
You saw him crying after talking about it. You know, after that game, people were saying, you know,
they sent him death threats.
Sending me death threats.
That's wild though.
I'm like, is it that serious? Like,
it shouldn't be that serious.
Is
but
it that serious? I mean, you know.
You ain't got to send nigga death
threats. You on the stage. You on the stage. You on the biggest stage.
Because if everybody was loving him after the game, if he would have made that shot, mm-hmm. people would have been like, oh, I love him. I bet you wouldn't say, no, we need to worry about other things other than all this praise y'all giving me right now for this shot. Yeah, so get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man. Just
talk shit and they're going to give you
praise. It's funny because
cheeks.
When that shot was, and I call him Kyle Kuz poop.
I said, I know he was listening to Renee because he missed the cheeks.
Dog,
you weren't here last week, but I don't know if you heard us talking about how they started a petition to that if they won the championship that Kyle Kuzma shouldn't get none. I said, niggas, it's funny. But I don't think he's going to be there too much long either. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, Danny Green, if he would have made, as soon as he got the ball, all I thought about was like, if he don't make this shot, Cam going to text me immediately. If he missed it, this nigga text me big cheeks.
Big cheeks.
Hilarious.
Big cheeks. I remember it was a whistle, like a foul, and then he had the ball in his hand. He shot it. Boom. Cheeks.
Just like, can't get right. Can't get right. And what's crazy is he, when he was on the Spurs, was going.
And when we was off. Playing him in the finals with the Heat again, that nigga was murdered. He couldn't miss. Like
he's hurt or something?
No, he's playing like he cheats.
Yeah, he playing. I don't know what's going on. He just not. He just it's not there. The shot ain't there. But it is what it is.
Lights,
them Lionel Richie cheeks.
Lionel Richie cheeks.
He look like Lionel Richie.
He do. He do like Lionel Richie. But I see we got this Lil Wayne up here. Cam let me hear a song by.
Oh, did y'all also know my bad?
Oh, what's up?
On NBA, that they have the lowest ratings of all time for NBA.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, this whole past bubble season.
I ain't gonna lie, I love the bubble. Dropping. I know honestly, we'll never be able to do it again, but I love it.
The time that I've had to watch it, like, it's been fun.
It's some of the best basketball. At first, I was like, I don't know, but then like a week or two in, I was like,
I loved it.
This ain't bad.
Cause it was all even. Everyone just had to be there. Everyone was fighting.
They could do that for the playoffs, man.
They can. They could.
They
can.
They could, man.
Because they ain't gonna let you not take away money from them.
That's true.
They ain't gonna let you do that.
Oh, you talking about for
the stadiums? Yeah. They ain't
work something out, man.
I wish they would because I love it, but they ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, it's too much money. Too many politics in that.
Yeah. It's the money for the stadiums. The money for all the places around the stadium.
Yeah,
it's too much. Big business.
Yeah, big business.
I don't know. They make it work with the All-Star game.
I mean, that's one. It's one game, one night, or like two a weekend. So it's not like.
It doesn't matter.
But Lil Wayne, only reason I'm bringing this up, Benny the Butcher dropped a new song with Lil Wayne and Big Sean. And I just get so hyped when Lil Wayne finds his pocket.
Yes.
Like, it's still in him.
Yes.
It's just still in him. And when he finds it, it's the most exciting shit to me. Because that nigga be rapping. And he was rapping on there. He had the flow and he had the bars.
Yeah. It's like... The older we get and just like the more we into this like bar you just appreciate bars. You appreciate some good ass just bars.
That's why I appreciate Griselda, Freddie Gibbs, all them niggas right
now. Yeah.
Just
bars.
Just bar them up.
Bar them up. So y'all go listen to what's that song called again?
Timeless. Benny Butcher featuring Big Sean, Lil Wayne. Everybody ripped it, but
Yeah.
And Benny Butcher, he don't miss either. He be rapping too.
They don't sleep on him.
More
rap news.
So Offset, it was Cardi B's birthday, I guess.
Offset.
Oh, I saw it.
And Offset posted a post for her.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to read it to y'all.
Okay. It's a picture or just a tweet?
It's a picture with him and Cardi.
Okay.
But then this is what he says. Now, when I read this, you're going to scrunch up your face. You're going to be like, huh? This is what he wrote. I'm just reading it verbatim.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Cardi B. You are amazing woman. You the best. Me and Culture are proud of you. Overcame every obstacle front you. They was all sleep at once, then woke the world up. Thank you for being 1,000 every minute. I known you. Live it up. Enjoy. Keep fucking balling. I'm lucky. It's no commas. It's no periods.
I was wondering why
it's missing
like
words.
It's nothing.
Nigga, you gotta it give you a headache reading it. Like, I'll read it again. Happy birthday, Cardi B. You are an amazing woman. You the best. Me and Culture are proud of you. Overcame every obstacle front you. They was all asleep at once. Then you woke the world up. Thank you for being 1,000 every minute I known you. Live it up. Enjoy. Keep fucking balling. I'm lucky.
It sounded like you was reading with your index finger.
But that's the thing. Why do we expect a lot from...
No, it's not about expecting a lot.
I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah,
I didn't expect to even see this post. But when I did, and I read it, I'm like, okay, let me just read it, since it looked like they were making a big deal of it. And then I'm reading it, I'm like, wait, am I fucking up? Am I reading like a manual or something? That's all I was thinking. And then I'm like, nah, he missing words, he missing grammar. Yeah. And granted... We creators, my grammar ain't shit either.
Yeah, I mean, but come on.
This give me a headache.
You'll put a period in there.
I'm going to reread this.
Yeah.
Like when he said, me and Coach are proud of you, overcame every obstacle in front of you. They was all asleep at once. Then you woke the world up. Thank you for being 1,000 every minute. I know you live it up. Enjoy. Keep fucking balling. I'm lucky.
Fucking Offset Yoda.
He writes like he raps.
Yeah. That's true.
He started off bad. He said, you are an amazing woman. You best.
No, You are an amazing woman.
You best. You best.
Okay,
the
let's best. Try to rap it. You are an amazing woman. You the best. Me and Coach are proud of you. Overcame every obstacle in front of you. They was all sleep at once. Then you woke up. The world now thank you for being. Thousand every minute I know you. Living up, enjoy the fucking violence. I'm lucky. I'm lucky.
That sounded that's way a, better.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I don't know, man.
He was in the booth and he rapped it and he was like, oh, let me try to write it out. And the nigga said,
I got hot reading.
Don't people do like talk?
Yeah, talk the talk. Yeah, maybe he do that.
Maybe he does that.
Well, that's still bad because you said it.
Oh yeah,
but I'm saying what,
he rapped.
That's nothing more than what we expect. He rap like that.
No, I don't expect like because he could be actually. He honestly could be educated. Like Plies is a nurse.
He could be, but I'm just saying we don't expect that. I'm not saying this is what. Because they're a smart-ass rapper.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Funny, but I'm saying, just like we think dumb jocks, dumb blondes.
Gotcha.
Dumb rappers. That's
gotcha,
that's,
okay.
That's
yeah, a thing. Yeah, yeah, know, yeah.
They just talk. They talk. They carried one notebook in school.
Someone said, at least you could tell he wrote it.
He's honest.
That's honest.
Keep it
real.
Unless he has a terrible assistant.
Oh, that reminds me. Shannon Sharp. Listen to what this nigga Shannon Sharp said. He had tweeted this. It's about reading too, and this is funny. This was maybe.
Oh, when you were talking about this kid.
This shit is hilarious. Let me see. Let me go to this page. Shannon Sharp, boom. Let me scroll down. And it's right. Oh, here we go.
We had a speech class, and the teacher always said if a person comes to a word, they can't get it, we're gonna let them sound it out and we're gonna help them. But let me do that, don't you do it. So I never forget this guy named Johnny. He got to a word and it was like, and the teacher, and she kept saying, it sounds like, Johnny, it sounds like, and I said, it sounds like Johnny can't read.
I laughed. I said, if I was in that class, but that's so disrespectful because I know that nigga felt bad. Oh, like, shit,
I got that one time, it was sixth grade and I'm reading, you know, they used to, I don't know what they did in y'all school, but when everyone had to read, it was going order. So if it started here, it's just going down the line. So I would time it up. Like, okay, this is going to be my
passion. Hold on, y'all reading like a book? And then
yeah, say we reading like a couple of chapters. They're like, all right, it's going to start with you. Oh, you read a couple of lines and then keep going.
Yeah.
So I would always go ahead and see where I'm going to be reading to make sure I know everything in there, you know. I got to my part. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I know this. I said, Maggots. And everyone started laughing because it was maggots. But I said maggots. The teacher even laughed. And then I started laughing. I was like, hey, man.
Hey, maggots, man.
At that point in my life, I ain't never read maggots. I said, I'm spelling it. Maggots.
Yeah, maggots.
You put an F in front of it. Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been bad. That would have been good.
That would have been bad that'd in class.
A lot of maggots. But yeah, no, that's. Reading is very intimidating, like in when you're younger.
If you can't read.
Sometimes you can't read. Like, it's a nerve wracking thing because you know.
No, it's just the attention. The spotlight.
That's what I'm saying. It's a spotlight. It's like.
It's only nervous if you don't know a word. That's why I would go ahead, but all right. Right. I read everything. I know this. I'm good. Or if it was a big word, I would say, hey, what's the word? All
right. Yeah.
But there's a big difference between reading to yourself and reading out loud, too. You know what I mean?
Like yeah,
a lot
no,
of
it
people
is.
Read fine. Like, you might read fine to yourself, but when it comes to public speaking.
And out loud, yeah, that's the thing.
It's just like a different thing.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
I was pretty good. I had a little.
Man, what happened?
Now, come on, man.
Basquiat, a graphic novel.
Go ahead, read one paragraph. What's
Jean? Wait, let me Michel see it while Basquiat you read. Basquiat artist, what December 1960.
This nigga can't read numbers.
Yeah,
that's
but,
funny, but yeah. So he can't read numbers. But what you can do is watch Lovecraft Country.
Oh my god.
Cause that shit been going off.
Oh,
that show,
god.
Man.
It's solid.
That fucking show.
It's solid.
That's that show right there.
Yeah. The way they tying stuff in, at first I was like a little like, I don't know what all this mean, da da da, but they slowly like, okay. I was like, yeah, they
Honestly, I don't even think it's the greatest show on earth or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a fun ass show.
It's
an
entertaining
it's
show.
It's an entertaining show to watch.
A little creepy, but it's
a little creepy.
A little creepy.
I mean, yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah, a little creepy.
It's a little creepy.
I think Watchmen was better. Cause
I think Watchmen's way better.
But this is filling the void for that. for me.
Okay.
Knowing that Watchmen ain't coming back. Okay. I get the same feelings I got during Watchmen. It'll be episodes and scenes. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Right.
That was crazy.
What makes, because I didn't get to watch, what makes Watchmen a little bit better to you too?
Just some of them episodes, the way they was writing just, that shit. Okay. Like,
I think the writing.
That shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it felt like this show kind of feels more like an anthology, where it's just like one episode. Like, they don't necessarily matter. It's just mm-hmm. like a, almost like how, you know how a cartoon, mm-hmm. each episode has its own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of feel like this episode. But
you don't think these kind of matter? Because they feel like
they kind of connect. They do connect. There's a through line story.
Yeah, yeah.
But each episode is like, what adventure are we going to go on today? Like, it's kind of
like the last
like,
one, how they went back to Tulsa. And
yeah,
all
they
that
do
stuff,
a Tulsa.
Yeah.
They do an exorcism episode. Yeah.
Emmett Till.
Like, they have like these moments where they go, it's not like just the straight through. We're following this one person go through.
Got you.
You know, this story.
Like, if they had started like from that first episode or whatever and kept, you know, they stayed at that house and stayed in the house and things happened to that, like, oh,
right,
feels like it's just kind of
like, I don't know
pockets.
Exactly where the end point
is. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
it's
I'm
like
not
like
sure
you have
either.
An open book story of like, this girl's trying to get this thing and they just trying to protect themselves.
Well, I'm excited to see.
I'm excited to see too. No, it's a fun. It's
like sometimes I had to rewind back and make sure I ain't missing nothing because, you know, I they're looking for this book and then they go back in time here and then I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just make sure.
All I was thinking about was the scene when she was like, you from the future. Like, imagine someone telling you that. Like, someone coming right now, I'm from the future. But I need this to save your great, great, great grandson. And I'm like,
you know, the reason why you going to be okay in that lady's particular situation is because somebody had already told her about, like, this book, don't open it, but you going to need it for someone. Mm-hmm. So you're going to immediately think, oh, okay, this
that
the time.
And shoes. I'm like, man, them some fire-ass shoes. I ain't never seen nothing like that. It's the 20s.
Hold on, what, Journey has on?
Yeah, yeah, she had like on some shoes. That's what she said. She like, I knew something was up with you when I saw your shoes. Yeah. And they ain't never seen shoes
what
like
type
that.
Of shoe? It was like
some tennis shoes.
It looked like some Converse, to be honest with you. That's what it looked like.
She didn't have Converse, but she had some type like of some Vans. Sneakers. I don't know. But that shit, that part was funny.
Yeah,
that was I like funny. That's a good.
Because that's where she came from, right?
Yeah, she's they in the
50s. She went back to the 20s.
Yeah, they went back to, they in the 50s and 60s.
They in the 50s.
Or they in the 40s.
Oh God! Where are we at?
We in the 20s.
We in the 20s.
Starting back over.
But yeah, no, that is crazy to see this girl. She talking about I'm from the future, and then she tell you stuff about your family. You like what? And then you know you gotta
and
die.
She like, so we die here. She like, yeah. I'm like,
shit.
But the hardest part was when they connected him and Michael K. Williams and Jonathan Majors connected that he was the dude with the bat.
From that very
so his son came and saved him when he was a kid. So he already saw him.
That was
his
some
son
real
in
Back
the future.
To the Future shit.
Yeah.
That was a Back to the Future ass.
Episode. And that's what he was dreaming about. That's the very first scene we opened up on in the whole series.
The
baseball bat and the dream and all that shit. I was like, damn, that's cool.
I love that shit. Yeah. Now, it get me so hyped when shit connects. Yeah. It's like that seamlessly without me knowing until it. Right when it happened.
Yeah, because you see him grab the bat and all this stuff, but you know.
Because he's like, what's the dude with the bat? And he said, I got you, kid. You're like,
yeah.
Then they realize, nigga, then he hit that bat. He looked up.
And then they went to work.
Went to work, boy.
That first little scene when he showed his jaw, I was like, oh, man.
That man be mumbling, dog. When I hear him talk, sometimes I be like, what is he saying?
With right the main dude.
Like, I told Miss Mathers, I said, I'm going to write what?
You did what?
What are you saying?
He acting, though.
He's a good actor. He's a really good actor. He's going to be in the Marvel movie. Y'all heard that?
Yeah, and as a villain.
Yeah,
and Ant-Man. Yeah.
Shout out to Will Catlett, too.
Yeah, shout out to Will. Yeah. And you know what? When I watched his, he has like a 25-minute piece where he's getting interviewed by J.R. Bland. And in there, he had talked about, you know, when he had got the role for Lovecraft. But this was like, I was still on like episode 2.
Yeah.
I was like, Lovecraft. So I was like, oh, he got to be in some random later episode. So that was cool. He'd be acting, too.
Yeah, that's a funny character to play, dog.
He was
1920s drunk black dad. Get your worst.
There was no CPS back then.
Oh yeah,
you
get
beat. You just getting beat. Ain't no one coming to save
you. Get me the goddamn sweet. You gotta have that voice.
Then when he came out with that gun, I was like, yeah, he killing.
And that's such a Southern thing. Like, get a switch.
A switch.
I feel like that don't happen in New York when niggas getting beat.
That's nice. Get a gun.
Yeah.
Go get, like, get a Tim.
Give me a Tim.
Go get a goddamn Tim.
I think that's like psychologically like torture. Like you have to go pick the weapon you're about to get beat with.
Yeah.
So you walk into this tree trying to get the smallest one. You trying to make sure it's scraped off so it ain't cutting you. That's torture.
Get a switch, dog.
Mentally, and then you get it physically.
Have I got beat with a switch?
My grandma used to say, go get the switch.
Yeah, I think I did get beat with a switch for sure.
I got beat with
country,
switches.
Country shit.
Yes.
But, you know.
I got hit with a paddle.
Ooh, I'll take the switch.
Oh, Lord. I mean, look how we turned out. You know, just traumatized comedians.
We all fucked up. It's for the best.
it's for the best. So I came across this thing. I don't know if y'all seen it, but Amazon will now let you pay with your palm in its stores. And it hopes that other retail stores in the future. So basically.
That sounds so dirty.
What, pay with your palm?
Yeah, because I feel like I got to touch something and everybody else's palms is on. They were sneezing in their hands.
Basically, I mean, on Tuesday, it says they.
Not at those stores, they slide open.
You walk into
7-Eleven,
you grabbing a handle.
No, they slide open.
But I think it's a palm.
7-Eleven? The 7-Eleven doors, most of them slide open.
No, especially not ones right.
Not the ones right here.
But it says it's unveiling a new biometric technology called Amazon One that allows shoppers to pay at stores by placing their palm over a scanner device when they walk in the door or when they check out. The first time they register to use this tech, a customer will scan their palm and insert their payment card at the terminal. After that, they can simply pay with their hand. The hand scanning tech isn't just for Amazon-owned stores. The company hopes to sell it to other retailers, including competitors, too. So just more stuff for them to just track us and keep us at bay, you know what I'm saying?
What a great company.
So, I mean, how long before you think, like, cash and stuff is out of here? Because it's coming.
Out of here?
When them parking attendants... Why is the fuck up start taking card and not cash?
Oh, yeah, because I think it's... I don't know. I mean, maybe not out of here as soon as, like, 5-10 years, but I don't think it's going to be around.
Could be.
I mean...
Because they ain't, like, something that needs this big technology thing, you know? If they want to say, oh, we done with cash, everything digital, everything going to switch
that's
digital.
That's what I feel like. You ain't got your hand. Now niggas going to be chopping off your hand. Like, hey, no, I'm robbing you of your hand. Yeah. Like, I'm taking your hand to the store. I need that. How much money on your hand? Nigga, I don't know. I just put something on there.
But what is it scanning? When it's scanning.
So you scan your palm, scan your card. So now your palm is connected to your card. Essentially.
If I was a UK artist, I'd be the first one to come out. Pounds on my palm.
Pounds on your palm? That'd
pounds
be a single?
Pounds
on my palm.
Yeah.
Pounds on my palm. That's
I got pounds
hard.
On my palm, fam.
Okay, that's kind of hard.
I can see that.
So now you got to protect your palm. Like, nigga, like, don't let them...
Yeah, so, like, what if you cut your hand up and now you change the lines on your palm?
Yeah, now you broke. You didn't...
Can do both palms work, you know?
Probably, but it was just interesting to me. I was like, dog, we paying with palms. We got Bitcoin going on. You already can tap your phone. The other day...
No, so we went from paying with poom to palms.
But yeah, paying poom. The palm.
I don't think I ever changed
them. Yeah, putting up Poon's there. Poon's still. Poon been paying for a long time.
So that's the oldest currency in the world.
Yeah, Poon. Hey, come here. You got your Poon today? Yeah, I do got my Poon.
Imagine how you can play with your labias. All right, flash under the skirt. You see a light go off. But yeah, it's good. You're good.
Yeah, it's good. The other day, I went to the gas station and I had left my wallet and I was like, dang, I don't want to turn around and go back to the house. But I seen the pump had the tap the pay thing on the phone, so I was like, all right, let me try it. And it worked. I was like, man, thank God for technology, because I didn't want to turn around.
I just think the easier things get, the people are just going to go with it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because I still get nervous with, like, thumb scanners. And I know the world's probably used to it by now, because everybody got one on their phone.
It's Face ID now, phone.
I don't even do that. Yeah. Like, I've never signed up for a Face ID, never signed up for the finger scanner.
Does your phone have it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it has all of that shit, but I just don't use none of it, because it's just...
You just put in the passcode.
Yeah, okay. Put in passcode. Yeah. That's it.
You can't be scared and a futurist. You got to pick one.
You can be both.
No, you got to pick one.
I could believe something's going to happen and not want to be a part of it.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair. Like, well, the Bluetooth thing, you know, but you knew that was happening, but now you're a part of it.
Well, I didn't know this was going to happen. It just happened.
It just happened.
It was God saying... That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You're done. Get old, nigga. You're done.
But yeah, interesting. Interesting. Did you hear about the? Oh, maybe I'm skipping ahead.
No, you're not. The movie Apocalypse.
No, I was gonna go to Yelp real quick because it's kind of related to Amazon as far as companies doing all these things. Yelp now is gonna have a goddamn race button. So if you experience any problems of, you know, injustice in a restaurant or an employee's acting crazy, racist or something to you,
you can do a 44. Oh, race. Racism.
Yeah, racism.
I thought you could, thought you could challenge somebody to a 40.
No. To a 40. That's such a specific race to it. Niggas gonna do the what's that called? What's it called? What NFL does for
the 40 yard dash.
Yeah, but when did they do that?
The combine.
Like that, you're speaking specifically to the combine.
Specific combine.
But anyway, so now you can just, you know, get people if you feel racism, you can go comment and
for that to that restaurant.
No,
like on the app.
You could do it on Yelp, and I guess they'll look into it.
Oh, okay.
But here's my thing. Isn't that the point of Yelp?
What you mean?
Like to comment.
It is.
If it's good or bad.
Yeah, no, it is.
So what they changing? It's the same. I guess
they making a specific area.
It's a PR move.
Of course, that's my point. Yeah. My point is it's a PR move because people just taking advantage of the times we're in. And we're going to see more and more of it. And it's just funny to me.
Yeah, now niggas going to be able to comment all day, everything they've seen. So
let me go to the racist part and see.
It's going to have a whole section full of just racist
shit. Did you see
Bill
Burr on SNL?
I meant to watch it. I didn't get to see it.
His monologue was funny. I felt the crowd was stiff as fuck, but he was funny, man.
Yeah.
He
went maybe in it wasn't that many people in there.
Possibility, but
Issa's on next Saturday.
Yeah, I want to see that, man. That's gonna be good.
That's gonna be this
Saturday,
the 17th. Yeah, I guess it is this Saturday. Yeah. And then Michael has a birthday tomorrow. Oh, shit.
Mike has a birthday. I invite him. Come on,
this nigga cares.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Oh, like another Tuesday in October.
Yeah. Oh shit! And then the last thing was the movie Apocalypse. What's that?
Oh, it is the movie Apocalypse. Because did y'all, I don't know if y'all know, everything got pushed back.
Mm-hmm. I'm so mad about 007. It was supposed to come out April, then got pushed back to November. Now they're pushing it back to next
year.
And things are, first of all, 2021 is packed with movies.
Oh, it's slammed.
It is packed with like all types of
box
movies.
Office.
Box office. I'm talking about Marvel probably got 8 movies coming out.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
All these, Disney alone. So, but all the movie theaters have decided to close again. AMC decided to close all their movies again.
Okay.
Like, just for the rest of the year?
I believe for the rest of the year. And at least, I mean, they basically just shut
it's only November, December left, so, I mean, they might as well, yeah.
So, that means I just got to watch Tenet online then.
I mean, yeah.
People don't know what to do because it's like, how are we going to get paid? Because not only do the movie theaters are dependent on the public coming, but they're also dependent on studios making more movies.
Yeah.
And if those studios ain't making movies, you know, they ain't gonna have movies to show. So all the movie studios now have pushed back their like productions of movies and pushing back, you know, saying they don't want to drop
now shit ain't coming out till 2024-25.
Right, because they want to make sure people are going back to theaters before they drop a $200 million project. And you already see Disney's dropping
Mandalorian.
Not Mandalorian. They are dropping that soon. But
Soul.
Mm-hmm. They moved Soul to Disney Plus now. Mm-hmm. I think something else is coming. There's a couple properties that are dropping online now. That's like these are big.
Is it just me? I was just like, I saw the trailer. Other than being like the first black lead for Soul, it's just like
it's one of the things I just gotta watch.
I said that with Coco. Coco was amazing. Coco was amazing. So, you know, I trust Pixar. But I'm just saying, for a bunch of movies right now, it's looking bleak.
It's an interesting time. I don't even know, like, because they can't even gauge when, you know, people are really, like I said, be back in the theaters or when we won't be wearing masks or when they. It's like, it's hard to gauge. So it's like, do they just roll with it and see and, you know, try to open up? Because I mean, people are out like it's not a pandemic anymore at this point. So I feel like they wouldn't be the amount of people that was packed downtown and at bars for L.A. last night.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
No, I'm saying that. I feel like them same people would go to the movie.
Well, me and him was trying to go see Tenet.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Because
we saw the protocols are going to be space. We're going to go to the first showing when it's most clean.
It on my phone. When we searched for it, it said a movie theater near us is open.
Mm-hmm.
It said times and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I went and looked.
The next day.
Everything was closed. The closest theater that was playing Tenet was San Diego.
Shit. Yeah, I want to see it, but...
I'm just going to have to watch it online.
Like, you'll find a bullet or...
Yeah, once it clear up, at some point it's going to be clear online. I'm just going to have to watch it because I can't go to the theater. I tried.
The only show I've been watching, like, this, you got to just... I don't think we're going to get back to theaters for a while, but these shows have been, like, holding my attention from what I had time
But
to
even
watch.
Those are going to be hard to film.
I mean, but they're less expensive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think you could keep shows, like, you know, they have sets for shows that you keep coming back to and stuff that you don't have to go
like
into
switching.
The real world. Like, you don't have to film in Chicago and then go here. So
did you watch the Adam Sandler movie or something? I seen that.
That shit looked dumb as
hell. It did look dumb. Did you hear anybody talk about it? Or did your boys talk about the...
Double Toasted?
Yeah, Double Toasted.
I didn't click on it yet, but I think they talked about it. But Adam Sandler, look, man, you got to wait for his one great movie every 4 years.
Yeah.
You got to wait for it.
Yeah, you got
to. He's known to drop a bunch of just shit. And like, whatever. And then.
So we got to wait because he just dropped Uncut Gems last year.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to wait about 3-4 years.
Until the next great
about 2025.
Come out. 2023.
Yeah,
man. Be ready. And that'll be time, hopefully, you know.
Everybody back in the movie. Oh, that shit's crazy.
But we'll see, man. This is
we in a new age here. But all right, that's all I got. What is
when it? You were looking at your phone, I thought it was something like you just got news. You said we in a new age, and you looked at it. I'm like,
No. I was hoping it was a sale, but no. But all right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in. Emmanuel, he's back. Hopefully he can be on the questions this week.
If y'all like him back, say yay. If y'all don't like him back, say nah.
So he won't be back next week.
Nah.
Yeah, so make sure you check out the new story that's out right now with is it Tahir's story still out?
Yeah,
Chaz is dropping next. And make sure you like and subscribe. You know what? On the videos on these, make sure you hit the like button too. Make sure, because the more like button, the better the algorithm. So hit the like button. Don't just watch. Hit the like button and comment and all that good stuff. And cool. We'll see you guys next week.
And appreciate the hat.
Purpose Patch.
The products. We got a lot of stuff. We keep promoting that,
everything.
Man.
And
the haps on the hats.
That was the haps on the hats. Yeah, y'all keep sending the stuff. All y'all businesses keep flourishing and keep being so black, keep being beautiful. And we'll see you next week. Peace. Sure.